4-3.
Accept bid of Landis and Landis Construction LLC for the Hillsdale South Sewer Rehabilitation Project for $1,844,515.
Commissioner Fish.
Chief Procurement Officer.
Go ahead.
Thank you, City Council. Again, I'm Lester Spittler, the city's Chief Procurement Officer. You have before you the CPO report for the Hillsdale South Sewer Rehabilitation Project. There's an authorizing ordinance, 189465, that was approved on April 17th, 2019. The engineer's estimate for this project was $2.65 million. We issued the solicitation on June 20th, 2019. We conducted some different forms of outreach with this one. We sent some personal letters, we made phone calls, we made emails, we published a flyer that talked about the different needs of the project and made sure the different community partners and contractor advocacy groups had a copy and distributed out to their members. We held a mandatory pre-bid conference on July 10th, 2019. There were 8 firms present. Bids were due on July 25th, and we received 3. The low bidder at this point is Landis & Landis. Their bid of $1,844,515 is about 10.68% under the engineer's estimate. Our 20% aspirational goal for subcontractor and supplier utilization applied to this project, and I'm happy to present that Landis & Landis is achieving that goal. They've identified 24.77% of the project to COBID certified firms. They are self-performing 48.93%, and they've identified 26.3% to non-certified firms. There's a table in your report for the certified subcontractors that they've identified with the scope of work and the amount. With that, Landis & Landis is in compliance with all of the City of Portland's contractual requirements, and I ask that you accept this report and authorize execution of the contract.
I move the report.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Hardesty. Any further business? Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
I appreciate the work that you're doing, Lester, to clearly identify who's benefiting and who isn't benefiting from these public contracts. I'm going to support this one today, but I think your outline clearly shows that once again, white men are the supermajority beneficiaries of this particular contract. And so, nothing against white men, but I think that we, as we talk about making sure that minority businesses have these opportunities, as I look at this list, I think, 67,000 go to people of color, and the rest of a $1.8 million contract actually is divvied up business as usual. So I know you've just inherited a lot. I think this might be promising, but I am concerned that we've got lots of projects coming down the pike, and I think we can do better. Going back to our last conversation, I vote aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for sharing our concerns and for all the work that you're doing. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Report's accepted.